As we get to our callers at 1-888-767-4348, that's 1-888-ROSIE for you. I just want to clarify, I was speaking, you know, theoretically, I wasn't saying my neighbors are, or dirty. And let me just ease that up before I get attacked coming home tonight.
Damage control.
Just saying, if I personally was in, you know, had, speaking as someone who had bed bugs, it was brought over by a dirty neighbor. Hypothetically.
Yeah, my phone's already ringing with your neighbors complaining.
Yeah. I bet they are.
Well, you guys service our house, so I know I'm fine.
Yeah. Bed bugs. Only one dimension of today's conversation. We're going to talk about all bugs, but I'll bet you, like I say, as you two guys have changed the way I live in a motel room, very, very specifics on what to do not to bring bed bugs home. Thank you for that. I live somewhat paranoid, but that's okay. It's okay. I can get over it. We've got a call here that I want to jump to. Joey in Levine is got a different issue, bug related, but not bed bugs. Joey from Levine. Good morning. Thanks for calling Rosie on the house.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, good.
The issue that we haven't started this year, but last summer we fought it every during the monsoon when it was humid and everything. We gave our dog a bath once a week with the tick shampoo, and we treated them with the, you know, my wife don't like when I put the collars on them, but I put the collars on them, and then we use that stuff to put on their back, and we just seemed to fight it all the time. We even wash the carpets to make sure we weren't fighting it outside and not inside. So we, you know, get the carpets. Are they in the grass? Are they in the dirt? Where do they live at, basically?
Battling ticks.
Yeah. Ticks are pretty common here in Arizona. And obviously they usually try to rest in a place where they can easily jump on a host, like on bushes, low trees. Can they be in the grass? They can possibly be in the grass, but you do want to reduce the populations potentially in your yard, or when you're taking your dog for walks, you know, if you can stay away from bushes and so forth, then you're going to reduce the chances of ticks jumping onto them.
But now, a lot of times you'll see some pest control companies go in to treat a tick problem in a backyard, and then they'll notify the neighbors on both sides saying, look, we just want you to know we're treating this yard, so you may see a migration into your yard. Does that happen?
People say that a lot.
Yeah.
Can it happen? You know, it can. A lot of times it's because they already have stuff and didn't realize it.
Okay. So what is a tick battling plan? Because actually with my dogs, which are hunting dogs, so, I mean, we're out in the desert. They're not on leashes. They're running 20 miles a day, you know, and I bring them home and we spend 50, 60 days a year out in the field. Pretty high probability that they're going to pick one or two up on occasion. Then they bring them home.
Yep.
And you guys have had to kind of step up and eradicate them. The rabbits that love our backyard, they're carrying them, right?
They could be, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and like, you know, I talk to some people who, after they're out walking or out hunting, they'll check their dog over, and if you can find it, if it's right, if it's just been picked up and actually physically remove it, that's actually a positive thing, because once they feed, the female, once it feeds, it actually engorges quite a bit. It blows up like a little balloon, and then after she gets her blood meal, she crawls off and goes and hides in a crack and crevice to then start laying her eggs. So if you can catch them, like if you can inspect your dog and kind of look it over and remove those and physically kill those ticks before they go off and start laying eggs, you could potentially reduce your problem. But if you do get them in your yard, then there are steps you need to take to reduce and get rid of the populations.
Well, and what y'all did for us didn't seem to be horribly expensive at all. Y'all came in and they sprayed the whole yard, and we have a designated dog kennel area with a dog bedding area and stuff like that. I mean, what could we tell Joey to do? He's doing the collars, he's doing the weekly bathing. I mean,
yeah, you have to be really thorough when you treat. Some people, you know, what they do is they don't mix the products properly, or they don't follow a label. And so I'm really, you know, I really always encourage, make sure you're following the label if you're going to treat for something. Also the pet bedding, like in your kennel or on your back, you know, patio, if you have like a pet bed, you mm-hmm. got to wash that thoroughly. If you wash that thoroughly in hot water and dry it, or if it's just really old and there's lots of little tears in it and there's gaps in it,
yeah,
you might want to just consider getting rid of that one and get a new one.
Now, if I wash the bedding for the dogs, someone actually recommended, Rosie, after it's washed, after it's clean, don't be afraid of just spreading a little DE in there on the padding and in the bedding area as well. What's your take on that?
That wouldn't hurt anything, okay. And that shouldn't, as long as you know it's not irritating your dog.
Yeah, no, it's a food grade DE. Doesn't seem to be bothering the dog at all.
Some people can be sensitive to it on their skin, and it can cause like irritations and whatnot. So as long as that's not happening, that shouldn't be a problem.
Well, I'm reasonably confident anybody listening to us is now out of bed because you've driven them out of bed with a conversation of bed bugs. If someone wanted to take advantage of Blue Sky's services, how would they do that, Nate?
Well, Rosie, we have a fantastic offer for your listeners today. Today until noon, we are offering a $49 initial flush out service when someone joins one of our regular pest control plans. And then this offer is for today only until noon. So call our office at 480-635-8492. Once again, that's 480-635-8492. If you cannot get through, leave a message and someone will get back with you shortly.
Nate and Curtis from Blue Sky Pest Control with more about bugs when we get back. If you have a question, join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348 right here at Rosie on the House.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.